From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Unseasonably cool and somewhat showery conditions have taken hold today. Northern areas will see scattered to numerous showers, while there will be a chance of showers in the south, mainly over the high terrain of the southern Greens, Taconics, and Berkshires. Temperatures will run nearly steady in the upper 50s to mid-60s north and in the mid-60s to lower 70s across the south. In St. Johnsbury, our high temperature so far this calendar day was 66 degrees, occurring at midnight. This situation will last little more than a day. Scattered showers will continue overnight, but considerable improvement is expected by tomorrow. Some clouds could linger early in the day tomorrow before clearing takes over, yielding afternoon highs ranging from the upper 60s to the mid-70s. Between yesterday's storms and additional scattered showers today, a little bit of relief has arrived in terms of the rather dry conditions that have developed over the past few weeks. As of 11 o'clock this morning, some 24-hour rain totals included a quarter inch at Messina, 14/100ths of an inch at Morrisville, but barely more than a trace was reported in Burlington and at Montpelier. Thunderstorms last evening gave healthy rainfall totals in some southern locations, such as roughly a half inch in Springfield and at Lebanon, and 83/100ths of an inch at Rutland. There was also a report of wind damage in Rutland County at around 10 o'clock last night. Additional reports came from northern New York in St. Lawrence County a couple of hours earlier. The cold front that was responsible for last night's storms has now moved well off the coast, and the associated area of surface low pressure is moving into the Bay of Fundy. Circulation around that low is pulling a secondary cold front southward out of Quebec. Cold air aloft is being provided by a vigorous upper-level disturbance, and all of this is combining to provide the cool and cloudy conditions this afternoon, along with the scattered showers that are focused over the mountains and hills. This next cold front will drop southward to Long Island by tomorrow morning as one last disturbance dives through New York around the backside of the upper low. As what's left of that disturbance departs during the morning tomorrow, clouds should do the same. Clearing tomorrow will be assisted by high pressure building eastward from the Great Lakes. That high will then begin shifting southeastward and off the mid-Atlantic coast over the weekend. At the beginning of this stretch, conditions here will become very comfortable by tomorrow afternoon with low humidity and a fairly gentle northwesterly breeze. It'll be a bit warmer, but still with manageable humidity on Saturday, then considerably warmer and more humid on Sunday, with the warmest southern valleys approaching 90 degrees. By late Sunday, a cold front will be sagging out of Canada and toward the St. Lawrence Valley, giving the chance of a late-day shower or storm in northwestern areas. That front should continue on slowly southeastward through the listening area from Sunday night through Monday night, resulting in additional showers during that time. Considerably less humid conditions should arrive by Tuesday. In the short-term forecast summary, this afternoon mostly cloudy, scattered to numerous showers north, chance of showers south, mainly over the high terrain southwest, temperatures nearly steady in the upper 50s to mid-60s north and mid-60s to lower 70s south, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30 in southern areas. For tonight, scattered showers ending from north to south, remaining mostly cloudy, lows in the 40s to near 50 north, low to mid-50s in the south, north to northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusting to 25 early, then diminishing. On Friday, decreasing clouds in the morning, becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon, highs from the upper 60s to mid-70s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, occasionally gusting to 15, and on Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, except low to mid-80s in southern valleys and in the Champlain Valley, winds from the west to northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes, with an eye on the sky.